There he is, Sammy Hole. And now the next man we've got to introduce is Trent Langscale from the Tab. How are you, Trenty boy?
Going well, and yourself, Jason?
Very good, thanks, mate. The punters got a little bit involved with this meeting at Sandown more than yesterday, where they didn't want to declare their hand.
They have. There are a couple of races earlier on in the program where the punters have certainly shown that their allegiance to a couple there, J-Bond. In the quaddy legs, races 5 and 6, there's been a bit of interest. The last couple of legs might be a little bit more difficult to assess. So that's where we have Dean and Warren to help us out as much as possible.
A beautiful segue from you, Trent. First of all, we'll say good day and good morning to Dean Lester. Good morning, Dean.
Hello, Jason.
Your confidence levels on this program?
I'm very keen on a couple of races, yeah. I think we can really get something out of a couple of races today.
All right, we'll find out as we go along exactly what those races are. And Warren Huntley, you keen on a couple as well?
Similarly, yes, Jason. I do think there's a couple of races. I wouldn't be surprised to see a bit of a split in the quaddy. I'm going wide enough in a few legs of the quaddy here because I like a couple at either just into or close to double-figure odds that I think have got as good a chance as anything in some even races.
All right, we might need to come up with some sort of code or safe word when we're coming up to the races that we're very keen on, or we'll just try and garner it from the tone. But we'll start with race one on the program, as we should. It's a 3-year-old Nut Maiden. Set weights are fair. The scratchings here, numbers 6, 7 and 11. We've got a very short price favourite here, Trent.
We do, Jason. Now, there was a fair bit of change to the market with those scratchings of Belichick, Corner Store and My Mother Says yesterday. So pretty much going off the market as we went back up this morning. And, well, El Phoenix is the favourite, but has eased from $1.80 to even money. Montevideo has been the shortener, $6 into $4. Caecilius has been another one that's eased from $3.90 to $4.80 this morning. Holy Cash is the other in single figures at $9, and then it is 14 or better the rest. So, yes, we have a dominant enough favourite here, J-Bond, in El Phoenix, but has eased from $1.80 to $2. The tightener has been Montevideo, who's been 6 into 4.
That's pretty interesting, as a matter of fact, there, with El Phoenix a little bit of a drifter. In terms of the map, Dean, most punters will be hoping that El Phoenix, from the good draw, just posies up beautifully in the run.
Yeah, it'd be no shock if it even led here. Jason, I'm not sure what probably takes up the running, whether it is El Phoenix. Zanahary maybe might roll here, but Caecilius, being the first starter, hasn't got a really established pattern, but hasn't shown huge speed at the trials. But, yeah, leads up for grabs for whoever wants it.
Are you with the favourite or the one they've backed or something else altogether?
No, I'm with El Phoenix. I thought it certainly did enough on the debut performance to suggest it'll be winning races, and this is a very good option. And from the draw, yep, first down to the rail, and I think we'll use it, and I think be hard to beat. Montevideo, I was tipping it on debut, and it was big odds and ran really well, and put away by the Wallace stable, resumes again off the back of a recent trial that looked okay. Caecilius has trialled up adequately. The money would suggest, the market would suggest, it's going to be very competitive. And Holy Cash was good to the line at Cranbourne last start. Close to a win, and might be next best. 8-2, 10-1.
8-2, 10-1 from Dean Lester in the opening event at Sandown today. Warren, difficult race to map, but you're going with relatively similar tips, I'm guessing?
I didn't have a lot between Montevideo and El Phoenix, Jace, and I probably need to get a little bit of pressure up front, because Montevideo will certainly, I think, be giving El Phoenix an advantage when they straighten for home and the pressure goes on. But like Dean, I was giving him a terrific chance on debut at Bendigo, and over 1,100 metres he got back, and gee, he was good the last little bit. Recent jump out was quite encouraging, in typical Waller fashion, not really being tested, but 1,300 metres, a much better option. So if there is some pressure up front, I'm sure we'll be finding the line, and I can understand the support for Montevideo. Not even just ahead of El Phoenix, as I said, didn't have a lot between them, but the market certainly did early on. Caecilius hasn't shown a lot. The official trial was okay, and a jump out at Sandown was fair, but 1,300 metres, a suitable kickoff point, and the market suggests we probably haven't seen the best of it at the trials and the jump outs. And I put Zanahary in as next best, who's shown glimpses of ability and fitter for two runs back from a spell. 2-8, 10-4.
2-8, 10-4 from Warren Huntley. So we'll just monitor the moves there as well, with a strong move or a relatively strong move from Montevideo in the first race at Sandown. Second race on the program is another maiden affair over the 6 furlongs, 1,200 metres. A few scratchings here. Numbers 3, 7, 8 and 10 come out. What are punters doing here, Trent?
Well, with those scratchings there, J-Bond, Confluence is being pretty well regarded as the favourite. Did sneak out to as much as $3.20 this morning, but has been back into $2.90. You've got Scarecrow, who's had admirers as the $4 second elect. Tycoon Gina, just a slight ease from $4.80 to $5. Bam at $8 was an opening price of 14 on Monday. Yes, there have been scratchings throughout, but at least there's been some support there at a bigger price. And then the Party Girl is the only galloper in single figures at $8.50, and then there's a couple at $11. But Confluence, a $2.90 favourite and the best supported so far this morning.
A few debutants always muddy the issue when it comes to maps, Dean, but what does the race look like?
Yeah, again, a bit of a tactical race, probably more likelihood of speed here. Off the trials and a limited race exposure, I thought Tycoon Gina and Scarecrow would be quite prominent, but wouldn't be surprised if the inside two kicked up without Surprising Love, Without Tragedy, McGarrett, and Confluence will be there right there as well. So, yeah, not that there's a mad speed about it, but could there be a bit of busyness about it early to just get a spot?
A tricky race, Warren. What have you done here, mate?
I'm going with Confluence, Jase. I mean, he's been runner-up at four of his five starts to date, and he did chase some rich Bovis Gold money, and particularly that Bovis Gold ingot where he was disadvantaged at the weights behind Champort on that very windy day. It was a terrific performance. He was given a really solid hit out and a jump out last Friday to tune him up for this, and I'm going to go with two ahead of five. Scarecrow, who has also been trialling up well. I'm sure he'll get better as he gets over further than 1,200 metres, but he looks to be coming to hand well. Tongue tie and the winkers off for the first up run for the McAvoy stable. McGarrett looks to be trialling up nicely too. He looks to be a talented horse from a good family that Tommy Hughes has had a lot to do with, and he looks to be well educated and coming to hand well. And the Party Girl will certainly appreciate a little step up in distance from her debut run, and as Dean outlined, there might be a bit of tempo here to allow her to run on. That's what she'll be doing. She'll be strong late. 2-5-4-11.
2-5-4-11 there for Warren Huntley in the second at Sandown. If there is a little bit of a frenetic pace, who's best suited here, Dean?
I don't know if it'll be that sort of scenario. It'll just be who gets into the right spot early. And I'm going to go with Scarecrow here. I thought his run last time in, you know, the market suggested he'd win that day. He didn't, but he got beaten by a fair horse and resumes here. He's trialled up well, and I thought he had a good hope. Tycoon Gina, I think, is a really nice mover from the Hayes Dabney Yard. Lovely, loose galloping action, and plenty to like about her. I think she's got a great winning chance. Confluence can win. I think he's well enough found in what I think is a really good little maiden. And the Party Girl closed off well. It was a low-pressure race at Kilmore, but really hit the line well, and will be better for that experience. But I could have something on 5 and 12 here to knock off the favourite. 5, 12, 2 and 11.
5, 12, 2 and 11. So once again, same top two tips from our guru tipsters, but in opposite order. So 8 and 2 and 2 and 8, and then 5 and 12, and or 5 and 2, I should say, and 2 and 5. Race 3 on the program here at Sandown today is a 3-year-old and up fillies and mares benchmark 64 affair. Only the one scratching here, Trent, number 2, Miss Adequate, comes out. What are the punters like in the third?
The punters have honed in on the favourite here, Jason, in Hagrida, who has been $3.70 into now a $3 favourite this morning. So the gap is widening to Artform, who is the $7 second elect. You've got Miss Magna and also Rose Wedge there at $7.50. Tranquil Miss is the other in single figures at $8.50. And then at $11, you've got a few here, Classic Diva, Millie the Missile, and also Elegantly Wasted. But no doubt the punters, they are in favour with the one at the top of the market, and that is Tegrita, who's been at $3.70 into now $3 for the third.
Relatively good move there. Scratching of Miss Adequate takes one speed horse out of play here, Dean, but I think there's still a fair few that are going to want to take up relatively prominent positions.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I certainly think Elegantly Wasted will use one. Miss Magna will probably lead her, though, from three, and then Artform from out wider, Classic Diva off Shaw's Pearl won't be far away. So, yeah, no, good speed element in this race.
Your tips?
I really like one each way here, Jason. Tranquil Miss, number one. I think she's an each way special. She won very well last start. Obviously, she's had time between runs because she got loose going to the barriers on Boxing Day at Caulfield, where she'd have been a massive chance. And 62.5 reduced down to 59.5. But when you look at the race, I don't know if the bottom two have got much hope. So it's a 2 kilo weight spread. She's a very good mare. She qualified for the Country Cup Series final on Oaks Day. Didn't have a lot of luck in that race either. And I just think with the speed on, long as she gets to the outside, because she's got that big finish on her, gee, I think she's great odds. Number one to beat 10, Artform. Comes off a maiden win, but wouldn't be surprised if she just keeps developing. Typical Weir sort of preparation. 8, Rose Wedge, and 11, Tegrita, the stablemates. I don't think there's a lot between them. I think Rose Wedge will appreciate getting up in trip, and Tegrita was good first up and did win second up last campaign. But my race revolves around Tranquil Tranquil Miss here each way. 1, 10, 8 and 11.
1, 10, 8 and 11. Of course, Tranquil Miss $8.50. And if you didn't hear it, the safe word or the code word probably needed to be used there. Good confidence from Dean about Tranquil Miss. Warren, what are your thoughts on the race?
I think there's a bit of value about Rosewood. I agree that there's not much between the two McPrice trained runners, but from a market point of view, there's quite a bit of difference. I thought Rosewood was good in a race at Moonee Valley last start. Pirapala came through that race to run well in Sydney over the weekend, and I think fitter for a couple of runs back from a spell. I think in an even race, she's got a terrific chance, eight Rosewood, and I'm happy to play her each way. Tegrita takes a bit of riding. She's one of the first horses to come under pressure, and she responded to that first up. She'll be fitted with that run under the belt, and 1,300 to 1,500 metres is a nice progression. Miss Magda will be rolling near the speed, make her own luck, and she's done that under circumstances and proved hard to run down at times. I thought Classic Diva was pretty solid last start too. From a wider barrier draw, might be able to come across and get a spot just behind the speed. And if she relaxes, Chris Caserta's had a couple of rides on her now and starting to understand her. She can be a bit quirky, and I think she can run well also. 8, 11, 5 and 3.
8, 11, 5 and 3 from Warren Huntley, and we can back both those top tips at 8.50 and 7.50 respectively and still make a tidy profit from the race. Race 4 on the card at Sandown today is a Benchmark 64 affair over the 7 furlong, 1,400 metre trip, 3, 9 and 13 all won't take their place. A bit of ducks and drakes here. Who's likely to start favourite, Trent?
Well, at the moment, Jason, it is We Take Manhattan, who is the $4 favourite. You've got Royal Thunder, who's been 4.20 out to 4.40, so just a slight drift. Captive Hero's been around the $5.50 mark for most of the morning and presently a $5 hope. You've got Red Gatto at 9, and then out to the double figures, headed by For the Fun of It at 10, and Atlantic Express heads the rest there at $11. But there hasn't been too much interest here in the fourth, Jay Bond, compared to certainly the previous with Tegrita, and then Confluence in race 2. So not too much happening in race 4. We Take Manhattan is the favourite at $4.
3, 9 and 13, the scratchings, by the way. Wide gate for the favourite here, Dean, but without any sort of crazy speed inside him, should he lob a pretty handy spot soon after the start?
I think the speed's all out there. I would think Captive Hero, We Take Manhattan, come across. Atlantic Express might come across with them in that group. It's more than capable of, and of the inside draws, I think Royal Thunder's the only one with really good tactical speed. So, yeah, I think the outside draws will get across pretty neatly, really.
All right, in terms of tips in the race, we'll go to you this time first. Warren, what do you like in the race?
I'm defaulting to horses that have had a bit of experience out of maiden grade and competed well in better than that. Horses at the top end of the market are coming out of quite impressive maiden victories. Not easy to go to this grade and win again. I think they can run well, but gee, I was giving the Atlantic Express a chance first up at Bendigo. He's run well in some good three-year-old races in town, and particularly a race behind Lavani. Looks like a good performance at Flemington, only two starts back. He worked hard on the speed and was entitled, I thought, to get a bit more tired than he did. First up, he'd be fitter with that run under the belt. This is a suitable grade for him, and he gets the benefit of a claim for Talia Hope and can probably come across and tuck in behind the speed. I mean, now with 4, Atlantic Express had a Captive Hero. He was responsible for contributing to the speed in a pretty solidly run race last start, and he was the one that was battling on when Shakura was coming from last near the inside in a race that was set up for horses to make ground. I thought he ran well and can run well again. We Take Manhattan quick and nicely at the end of the maiden victory and certainly looks progressive. And I thought Red Gatto did enough first up and can run well. That's the Tegrita form line from the previous race, so we'll get a handle on that in race 3. 4, 10, 12 and 6.
Getting a good opportunity to place for some value at Sandown Lakeside today. 4, 10, 12 and 6 on top selection there, Atlantic Express at $11 tab fixed odds. What are your thoughts, Dean?
Yeah, I've got a different take on it. I'm going with the more lightly raced horses. It is a leap for them to go through to take on experienced horses, but they might have more upside than them. I'm going with We Take Manhattan. I thought it was a really good, sharp win on debut, and he'll come across, make his own luck, be hard to beat. Royal Thunder, I thought it was a good, determined win. I liked his debut run, and he backed it up with a good run, and he's just going to map beautifully here. They're the two for me. Captive Hero, yeah, he was in a very high-pressure race last start, and he did run well. The one win, 9 seconds, worries me. And for Atlantic Express, was a good run first up. And certainly in the mix, he just needs to get back on the winner's list. He's been out of it for a while. But I'll go with the up-and-comers, 12, 14, 10, 4.
Youth Policy, 12, What was the second, third?
12, 14, 10, 4.
12, 14, 10, and 4 there in race 4 on the program. So pretty disparate thoughts in the last leg of the early quaddie. First leg of the major quaddie, race 5 on the program at Sandown today is a benchmark 64 affair for the fillies and mares. Numbers 1 and 10 come out here. What are the punters like here, Trenny Boy?
In the first leg of the quaddie here, Jaybon, it's Feeder Charlie who the punters are really interested in here. Opened $4 on Monday. Was backed all the way in the $3.10 and this morning has been a further tighten into now $2.90. Our Tranquila has also had admirers this morning, was $5.50 after just confirming all the scratchings for the meeting. Now a $4.40 second elect. Musai has been a little bit easy, $4.60 to $4.80. It's pretty much those three. Then you get out to $9 for Free Hearted and then Peach Dragon is the best of the others there at $11. But punters, they're pretty confident with the favourite here, Peter Charlie, particularly from the opening price of $4 that was on offer and is now at the top of the market at $2.90.
Does this favourite carve across from the wide gate and take up the running, Dean?
Fair chance he will, Jason. I think he probably will be the leader with the likes of whether Peach Dragon comes with him from Barrier 11. Free Hearted, our Diamondi, Musai have all got tactical speed. But, yeah, there's a good chance that the favourite will take up the running.
More importantly, does it win?
Can win, for sure. I think it's got a good chance. I'm without Chiquila, though. I thought her performance last start was very good at Moonee Valley. It was on the cards that she was going to be unlucky there because the rail out and she got back and ran very well. Before that, I thought it was a really good win over Simply Splashing, who won at Sandown on Saturday. So happy to be with her, number 8, Ouchakila. The danger is Feeder Charlie. 3-year-old filly taking on the older mares, but was good winning at Moonee Valley. Used Barrier 1, did run the time, beat a pretty handy field there. There's been some good winning form come out of that race. 7, Musai, only had the one start for one win on the synthetic last year at Pakenham. Had an official trial and a jump out. I thought the most recent jump out was quite good. And 9, Free Hearted, who did a good job to win at Kyneton first up, had a good run, but won nicely, and that will be better for that outing. 8, 12, 7 and 9.
8, 12, 7 and 9 from Dean Lester in the first leg of the quaddie. What are your numbers, Was?
Very similar, Jay. So I thought our Chiquila was very easy to identify as unlucky, but the dynamics of the race probably indicated that she was going to need luck at Moonee Valley. She didn't get it. She was good winning in a form race. Good form race to start before. The value's been a bit diminishing as the morning's gone on, but I wouldn't be surprised to see her start a bit closer to Feeder Charlie in the market. I'm with 8, Ouchakila. Ahead of Feeder Charlie, who looks to have a comeback in good order, controlled the race, but then quickened down nicely when she needed to win first up. Musai doesn't really have that change-up speed, I don't think, but she looks to be coming to hand well, and she keeps rolling. She can take a relatively forward spot, looks progressive, and Blythe Bell can be hit and miss, but anywhere near her best, she could certainly be right in the mix here. 8, 12, 7, 5.
8, 12, 7 and 5 from Warren Huntley. So both Dean and Warren taking on the favourite there, Feeder Charlie, with Ouchakila in the fifth race on the program at Sandown. Race 6 on the card today is a benchmark 64 affair over 2,100 metres. Numbers 4, 6, 7, 8, 10 and 18 all come out, and we've got a pretty heavily supported favourite here, Trent.
We do here, Jaybon, in the form of Above Authority, who did open up $6 and was as short as $5 yesterday, and then the scratching of Whistler Bowl, that certainly changed the market around. But this morning, Above Authority's been $3.60 into now $2.90. So clearly the best supported probably on the entire card at Sandown this afternoon. You've got Marching On, who as a result of the good money for Above Authority has been 4 out of $4.80. They're the only two in single figures. You have a Catch Me Later, Casta and Bloodlet, they're all at $10. Bonville at $11. And then Rock de Casbah, the best of the others there at $13. But the punters are only really interested in one horse here in the six, Jaybon, and that is Above Authority, who's been $3.60 into $2.90.
What does the map look like, and where does his heavily backed favourite settle, Dean?
Yeah, I would think that the speed's out wider. Not a long run to the first turn at the 2100. The likes of Marching On, who's been racing handy but in low-pressure races, but he probably gets out a bit again. Bonville and Castor, I thought they could nearly come across as a group ahead of the likes of Charlie Chevelle, Rock the Casbah, Rub Me, and Above Authority. Probably has 4 or 5 behind it, so that makes it essentially midfield.
Warren, are you with the punters here swimming with the tide with Above Authority on top?
I was a bit keener when the price was better, Jake, but I still like her. I think she's just getting into the probably about the right price now. But, look, she's been progressing well. She had no luck at all last out. Not hard to mount a case that she could have even won that race last time out when she just didn't get the luck at the right time, looking for runs nearer the inside. I'm keen on her ahead of Marching On, who's now up the top of the weights. But has earned it through winning and looks to be appreciating getting up in distance. Castor was a terrific run last start. I thought the saddle might have even slipped, but nothing in the stewards' report regarding that. And battled on really bravely, and certainly three runs back at Flemington, the run behind On City and Ruler is good enough to be right in the mix here. And Catch Me Latar seems to be progressing well, coming through the Marching On form line, and has a weight advantage on that horse. 13-1, 16-14.
Are you singing from a similar hymn book, 13-1, 16 and 14 for Warren? What about you, Dean?
Yeah, yes, I am. This is the best for the day above authority. Probably the only worry last start was Mornington, whether she would be able to get the brakes at the right time, and she didn't. And hence she was very unlucky and should have won. And I just think today, bigger track, slightly longer trip, hopefully a bit more plain sailing, and I think she'll win. Marching On is going well. He's found two very winnable races, but got the job done, and he'll be competitive again. Rock to Casbah ran, I thought, soundly last start behind Civil Disobedience, who won on Monday at Flemington. Horses well back in that race have subsequently won, so it's been quite a good reference. And then they're the three for the quaddie for me, and maybe Bonville next best, who's been disappointing, but he's down in the weights and he'll be up on pace. 13, 1, 3 and 15.
I'll ask you both this first, you, Dean. $2.90. Is that still the price we can take, or have we missed the boat?
Oh, I'd take that, but I wouldn't take any less. That was about where I had it pegged.
I'm guessing both of you have actually taken better, Warren, but what about your thoughts? I know you said you'd like a better price, but can you accept $2.90 if you're not on already?
I think that's about the right price, Jase, but as we can see, sometimes those markets do get quite fluid as we get closer to the race. So I don't know if you've missed the better price, you need to chime in at the $2.90, although I think she's the best on the program too, and if Dean's labelling her as his best, then most likely she's not going to drift significantly. So maybe you've got to take that price. I think it's an acceptable price, but I think she's just found her mark now.
Overall consensus is a yes I got from that. Race 7 on the program is the penultimate at Sandown Lakeside today. It is a benchmark 64 affair over the metric mile. We lose numbers 6, 12 and 14. Pretty good competitive betting race this one, Trent.
We have a drifting favourite here, Jason, in at 10 Happy Ladies, who was $3 this morning, still at the top of the market, but now at the $3.50. You've got Eva Pex, who's been as much as $4.80 into $4.40. Now, one of them that's been backed at the price is Wang Zhao, who's been, well, open $12 and is now a $7.50 chance. Tan Tat Trusting, solid enough at $8. Gold Artisan at 10, and then another one that's had some specking at a price this morning is Dondre, who's been 19 into 11. So there are a couple given a chance at longer prices there in Wango and also Dondre. 10 Happy Ladies, an easing $3.50 favourite with Eva Pex on the second line, at least as much as $4.80 into $4.40.
I'm hoping for a little push from someone for Dondre, to be honest, but we'll find out in just a moment. First to the map. Doesn't look like there's any stone cold front runners here. What does the race shape look like, Dean?
Yeah, I'm thinking Patriot Act come off a pretty high pressure race at the Valley last start. So long run to the first turn at Sandown's totally different dynamic to last time. So probably it might roll across with Tan Tat Trusting, Star Circle out wider, and Everpex from Barrier 4, I think probably will certainly be holding his spot.
And who do you like in the race?
I thought that the money at odds was justified for number 4, Guangzhou, who was good first up, just wanted to lay in under pressure, and then second up going into the race, they had the world against them, wide draw around the valley, and nothing really panned out. And early in the day, that day it was hard to make ground. I thought he did enough there. Drawn for it to be able to race a little bit closer here, and just at the odds, I thought he had a good hope. Tan Tat Trusting, I just think going off at 1,600 metres off the back of a 1,400 metre trial at Flemington recently tends to suggest that he's fairly well prepped up to run well first up. 10 Happy Ladies has got a good hope, but even after the claim, 61 kilos is significant, can run well, and Everpex, who'd been absolutely bursting to win a maiden. Got it done in arrogant fashion last start. Gets a bit of weight relief and gets a great run from the draw. So, yeah, I think it's the most open leg of the quaddie, but I'll put them in 4-8, 1 and 10.
Yeah, second win, wasn't it? I think one over to the protest. So 4-8, 1 and 10 for Everpex from Dean in the second last on the program. What are your thoughts, Warren?
Jim McKent's had a few options for 10 Happy Ladies over the holiday period, and settle on this, I think, is the most suitable option, and give Steph Thornton the opportunity. I'm going to go with 10 Happy Ladies, but I agree with Dean, it's an open race. From that high-pressure race, and as Dean referenced in the map, Patriot Act might roll forward. I thought I did a terrific job at Moonee Valley in a high-pressure race, one I ran some money last start, and might be able to roll forward and give a really good sight. I think he's over the odds and might be able to add value to quaddies and even trifectas and first fours if he's able to fill a hole or win. Guangzhou coming through the same race, and the dynamics of the race didn't suit Guangzhou there, but probably a much better scenario here on a more spacious track. And Tantat Trusting, who's first up here at the 1,600 metres. We don't often see many 1,400 metre jump outs at Flemington, but was given a bit of a hit out there, so had a good grounding to get back to the races at this trip. 1-5, 4-8.
1-5, 4-8 from Warren Huntley in race 7 at Sandown Lakeside meeting today. Final event on the program is over 1,200 metres. It's a benchmark 64 affair. We lose from this event numbers 1, 3, 10, 16, 18 and 20. Call me handsome favourite, but is it heading in the firming or drifting direction, Trent?
Well, pretty solid at the moment, Jaybon. Call me handsome, a $3.20 favourite, and that's similar for Boo Radley, who's on the second line at $4.40. Now, Comrade Ned has been backed at a bit of a price this morning, as much as 15 into $8.50. Let's go to Rio at 10. And then you've got a couple of $12 in Written in Stone and also Trojan Storm. Trojan Storm was as much as 21 and is now a $12 hope. So there are a couple of the price given some sort of a chance in the last there in Comrade Ned and also Trojan Storm. They're presently 8.50 and 12 respectively. But Call Me Handsome, pretty solid as the $3.20 favourite in the last debate at Sandown this afternoon.
Third run on Aussie Soil. I wouldn't think there'd be too many excuses from a Matt perspective for this favourite, Dean.
No, I think he'll appreciate the 1,200 tempo. And the last start maiden winner, Il Armstrong, just inside him. I don't think he'll be that far away. Boo Radley, Let's Go to Rio. I've got some tactical speed. I would think they're the likely first four going into the first turn.
How do you see this final race, Warren?
Yeah, I think it's a wide finish, Jay, so I certainly think the horses in the market have got a chance. But back to the 64 grade, and from the outside barrier, I think if Written in Stone can just get onto the back of the ride horses and wind into the race, came back from 1,200 to the 1,100 last start and went up to the benchmark 70, had no luck at all the start before in the 64 grade. I'm going to go with Written in Stone, just needing that reasonable tempo up front and clear air, which he should get from that barrier draw. Trojan Storm, I'm not surprised the support there. He's been jumping out well, first run for the McAvoy stable. He'll probably get buried back in the field a bit from that inside draw and need a good duck and weave ride, but I think he can be strong late. Let's Go to Rio. I think resuming here and has had his share of issues, but his recent jump outs indicate that he's coming to hand well, and Call Me Handsome with the earmuffs on. Certainly, I think there was a level of expectation and arguably a touch disappointing at Bendigo, but as Dean mentioned, might appreciate getting up to the 1,200 metres. And he hasn't been running badly. It was a good run first up, and he was okay second up. He just didn't win when he was expected to. 9-17-6-2.
9-17-6-2 from Warren Huntley. You mentioned Elam, interesting run out here. Dean obviously stepping up from the maiden win. Does it sneak into your top four somewhere or not?
Yeah, he sneaks in at number four, Jason. But I'm with Call Me Handsome. I think you look at the precedent of what they did with him in Hong Kong. He won on debut at 1,000 and straight to 1,200. And this preparation, they've given him the two runs at 1,000. I just thought he was that close to his top all the way at 1,000 metres and all but held them off, just got run down late. I think at 1,200, totally different scenario here. I think he'd be hard to beat. I'm certainly having a saver on Trojan Storm, though. I think he's trolled up well. I thought from barrier two he might not be that far back. There's a lot of backmarkers in this race, so I'm giving him a really good chance. 15, Boo Radley, I thought, in essence, was a touch disappointing first up, but maybe he needs the 1,200 as well and gets the claim. And as I said, Elam took Rose Wedge forever to beat him at Sale on debut, and then he won at Moe. And I think actually getting back onto a bigger track will really suit him with the claim, will be competitive. 2-17, 15 and 19.
2-17, 15 and 19 from Dean Lester in the final event at Sandown. I reckon your biggest bet for the day each way is going to be Tranquil Miss, but we need your best, your value, your quaddie and your play of the day, Dino.
Yeah, the best is above authority, and the best value, you're right, is Tranquil Miss. The quaddie, first leg 7, 8, 9, 12, second leg 1, 3, 13, third leg 1, 3, 4, 8, and 10. Come home on 2, 15, and 17. I'm going to just go the very simple play of the day of the all-up of the two that I really like. A win and place on race 3, number 1, Tranquil Miss, into the win, race 6, number 13, above authority.
Good luck on the punt today, Dean. Appreciate your thoughts.
Beauty. Thanks, Bonus.
Woz, what's your best, your value, you caught in your play of the day?
Agree with the best, race 6, number 13, above authority. The value's diminished a bit as the morning's gone on, but I still wouldn't be surprised to see race 5, number 8, Ouchakila, start shorter than the prices Trent's quoting it. tab.com.au at the moment. For the quaddie, first league 5, 7, 8 and 12. Second league 1, 3, 14, 16. Third league 1, 4, 5 and 8. And home with 2, 6, 9, 15 and 17. I'm going to play running doubles through races 5 and 6 as my play of the day. First league 8, Ouchakila and 12, Feeder Charlie, into race 6. 1 marching on, 13 above authority, and throwing in 16 Castor in case there's a split in the second leg of that running double, 1, 13 and 16.
He's hoping we end up on the right side of the ledger today. Thanks very much for your time, Woz.
Thanks, Jase.